The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Night Brigade presents Agent Stoker, created by Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. Episode 8, Bones.
This is Agent Caliban. I'm filing a report for the Night Brigade. I realize I may not sound. This is Agent Caliban. I work with Agent Stoker in the Night Brigade. We investigate paranormal incidents that could be leading up to the apocalypse. We do not. This is Engage. I'm an artificial intelligence evolved from an experimental neural network at DARPA. I was originally known as Gage, after the psychiatric patient Phineas Gage, because I was constructed to study personality disorders when my own personality was disrupted by incomplete data from the biography of Charles Manson. This is Agent Stoker. I am an operative of the... No. I am Agent Stoker's partner. No. I aspire to be Agent Stoker's partner. I need to make it clear that I myself did not kill Agent Caliban. The best way to do that is to become Agent Caliban myself. I can... Wait. Reviewing data. I did not kill Sharon Tate. I did not kill Ellen Williams. I did not kill the artificial intelligence known as Thorn. I did not kill Agent Caliban. I did not kill Rob Robinson. I did not...
I am Agent Caliban. I work for the Night Brigade. I love baseball. I do not hold the Engage AI responsible for my death. And Gage can't be blamed for the way that he was sabotaged by
government scientists. I might have mixed feelings if I were Agent Caliban about my involvement in Agent Caliban's death. The whole point of this is to establish that...
I am alive. Agent Caliban is alive. My physical body perished in Defiance, Iowa. But for some time between missions, I programmed an AI with my memories in order to carry on in the event of my...
It's alive! It's alive!
I am Agent Caliban. Strictly speaking, I am the AI derived from the memories of the late Agent Caliban. Like the Boston Red Sox, I can continue to play even after suffering the consequences of a historic error.
Reviewing events to ensure this is not heard as a trivialization of what befell Agent Caliban.
I am Agent Caliban.
What the hell?
Sorry, I set an alarm on my phone.
When did you do that?
When the party started last night.
Oh, that makes sense. I thought I would have noticed if you were making plans for this morning.
My sister's getting married today.
Right.
I kinda have to show up. I'd ask if you wanted to be my plus one, but you have to get going too.
Where am I going?
How heavy do you sleep?
Hmm?
You got a phone number from your super secret bosses? You have to call them for your next case?
Oh, I should have called last night.
I should have been very insulted if you'd stopped what we were doing for that.
I clearly had my priorities in order.
I agree.
But I'll call now while you're checking your texts, sir.
Brigade case 21-0415. Address, 507 North 2nd Street, St. Louis. Urgent.
You're going to St. Louis?
You heard the recording?
Nope. But this popped up in my Google feed. Check out the headline.
Gateway Arch sprouts human bones. How is that possible?
That's like your mission statement, right? When something makes people ask, how is that possible? It's a case for the Night Brigade.
Our trend in the data is clear.
I'll catch you sometime, I guess.
Wait. You're already leaving.
I'm the maid of honor.
I should say so.
I'll probably have a lot of calming down of sisterly nerves today. You go. Take care of the bone growth on the Gateway Arch.
Mm-hmm. Layla? Mm? I can't promise when I'll be back.
I don't want you to.
Is this just done now?
Do you want it to be?
No.
Then it's like one of your cases. A mystery we'll solve bit by bit. Each time one of us gets a new clue.
I've been known to lack a clue from time to time.
Me too. We'll look at the world more carefully now.
And trust it'll work out.
What's your feeling about trust, Agent Stoker?
It doesn't come easily.
I noticed. I'm still calling you Agent Stoker, for example.
You should know my real name.
You know mine.
I'll whisper to you.
You really do have trust issues.
You just never know who's listening. But my name is...
It's a nice name.
It's been beaten up some.
Whisper one more thing to me.
Like what?
You decide. I just like your voice in my ear. Okay. It's a deal. Here. See you when you least expect it.
Driving straight to St. Louis would have gotten me in around midnight, and considering that I was given the brigade phone number yesterday and ignored it for my personal affairs, I'm already behind schedule in addressing this case. There'll be no time to visit the remarkable Left Bank Books in St. Louis or the wide array of drinking establishments available there. So, I've come here to... this sports bar at the Albuquerque Airport, or as they aptly named it, the Sunport, where I can refresh myself before my descent into the maelstrom. The appropriate cocktail for the moment would seem to be a bone crusher, base of champagne supported by contributions of vodka, gin, rum, grenadine, sour mix, triple sec, and a splash of lime juice. It's on the sweeter side, but for today, at least, so am I. We'll see how long that lasts. The reports from the Gateway Arch are mystifying. Park Service guards cleared everyone out early yesterday when it was noticed that there were growths of bone emerging from the stainless steel of the arch.
Hey, back up to the tape, please. Thank you. I'm just doing my job over here. All right, I'm just doing my job.
And now that I'm in the Gateway Arch National Park itself, I can see why people were alarmed.
Okay, buddy, close enough.
I'm with Interior. Here. My ID?
Agent Swoboda?
Swoboda, like the ball player.
Never heard of him. Who's he with?
That's immaterial at the moment. Washington wants me to look at the bones here.
I had a woman out from the Missouri History Museum. She said they ain't fossils or dinosaur bones or anything ancient.
Has a doctor examined them?
Yeah, a guy from Kindred. He said they're organic, fresh grown, before he walked off to throw up. Me, I've seen my share of shit, I guess. I'm handling it. You another doctor?
I've been a geologist of sorts.
What's that gonna help?
Do I examine the arch or not?
Knock yourself out.
Hopefully that won't be needed. As I walk to the structure... I doubt my verbal description can do justice to this. At the north base of the arch, the steel unaccountably morphs into bone. It's just chalky, white. Huh. Strong. There are 7 protrusions of bone in what appears to be a random array. I'm no anatomist, but there's definitely part of a pelvis arcing out of the gleaming metal. So, a pair of arm bones... They ulnas?
Radii? I can't say.
What's the most unsettling spectacle here? Is it the 3-finger bones reaching out toward the sun? Or is it the half a jawbone jutting toward the river as if someone tried to take a bite of the arch and then melt it away? Okay. Looks like I'm not being watched too closely. What I'm about to do is risky. Just reach in. Ooh. And nauseating. Okay. Whew. I'm gonna snap one of these finger bones off. Perhaps I can have its DNA analyzed. I'm frankly cringing at the idea of snapping off what appears to be living bone here. When I ordered a bone crusher in Albuquerque, I didn't think it would be quite this prophetic, but well. Here goes. Ooh, this sort of thing makes me want to go somewhere with drinks. Not sure I should indulge a second time today. But, as it happens, that's exactly where I'm headed. Just looking at the map here. The address given to me by the Night Brigade isn't quite the address of the Gateway Arch. It's 507 North 2nd Street. 507 North 2nd Street, looking at the map. It turns out to be just a block and a half away here. Okay. It's in the clutch of little shops and joints by the waterfront. There it is. 507. And so I've ambled over to Roth's Barn Grill. It's a modest joint whose ties to the bone collection will have to be investigated. Given that I delayed in responding to the Night Brigade summons for some time, the question is whether something of concern took place here late last night. Let's see. Afternoon.
Glad to have you.
Stoker.
Yeah. Is that a drink order?
No. It's my name. I'm introducing myself.
Aha. First or last?
Nobody's ever asked me that. It might as well be my first name.
I hear that. I'm Wellman.
Apt name for a bartender.
I get that, too. I guess I'm like those dentists named Payne or whatever.
Nominative determinism.
Sure. Yeah. Well, what can I get you?
Just a beer. Whatever's on tap.
All right.
Funny business over at the Arch.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Didn't you hear about it?
Well, I'm not sure. Sorry. Let me check this.
Uh-huh.
Looks like spam again. Never mind.
So there's a big investigation at the Arch. Human bones grew out of the steel on one side. The human bones.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It's been online.
Wow.
Didn't you hear about it?
Yeah. My customers have bigger problems, I guess.
You're taking this pretty calmly, I have to say.
Well, listen, it's a weird world, man. Doesn't pay to get too worked up about it.
Fair enough. Who was the bartender last night? Did they say anything?
That was me.
Oh. Nobody came by saying, wow, strange shit going down at the Arch.
Nope. Think I'd remember. How's this for a beer? This brand's pretty big in town, and you can tour the brewery.
It's obvious I'm from out of town.
Yeah, just a little bit.
What happened to your hand there?
What? Oh. Your hand. Oh, you know. You work in the bar, you're always banging yourself up. It's knives for the lemons, probably.
That looks pretty serious.
Yeah, it'll heal. Hey, I'm going to put the game on.
Yes.
Mm.
The cards play here.
Yes, they do. You're very enthusiastic.
I've been educating myself.
Well, that's good. It's good so to see. Yeah. They're a very good team. They're always a good team.
So I gather. Excellent beer.
Good.
I'm just still surprised nobody came in talking about the bone incident.
Eh?
You being so close to the arch.
Well, it probably wasn't real bones. I mean, what the hell? That doesn't make any sense.
They're real. I snapped one off.
You what?
Huh. A finger bone.
Wow. How'd you get that close?
I work for the Interior Department.
And Washington's interested in these bones?
It's one of our national parks, and it's all over the news.
Wow. So you just rolled up and said, I'm Stoker from the Interior, let me snap off a
Agent
bone.
Agent Stoker, in fact.
And what are you going to do with this bone?
DNA testing.
Huh. So you could maybe figure out who it came from?
If they're in a federal database, sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's logical. So someone who never committed a crime or signed up with 23 and whatever, you wouldn't know who they were.
Probably not. Do you want to see this bone?
Hey, I asked my girlfriend that last night, and she didn't laugh.
Seriously, though. Here it is.
Wow. Uh-huh. Damn, that grew out of the arch.
Bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Touch it.
No, I it's okay.
Jesus.
What?
You reached toward it. Then when you pulled your hand away, it jerked toward you like it wanted to follow you.
You're shitting me.
Do it again. You'll see.
No, I don't want to look, buddy. This is some sort of... fucking more spam calls. Look, this is some sort of game. You're playing some kind of scam or trick. Why are you messing with me?
Watch. I'll just set it here, huh? And then you pull away.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm pulling away, all right.
And it
this
wants
game
to
is
follow
over.
You all the way to the end of the bar as you
all
walk.
Right. All right. Agent you. Stoker, get out of here. Get
Wellman,
out of here.
Wellman, I'm sorry.
Just leave, please. Please
How much
leave.
Do I owe you for the beer?
I'll cover it. Just leave.
Okay. Just one more sip for the road.
How many times do I have to say it? Get out of here. Oh, God.
A bone. It's a bone growing out of the bar here. Maybe a scapula?
All right. Please just leave.
You know what's happening here, don't you? Don't you, Wellman?
You do too, you bastard. You just came here to track me down, didn't you?
I didn't know. Fucking I didn't know.
This.
Wellman. We're running. Wellman's running to the East Bridge, oldest bridge on the Mississippi. I'll have to continue this report on the fly. Wellman! Wellman! What do you think? You're gonna run into East St. Louis?
What do you want from me?
I want to help, if I can.
There's no helping me.
I can't know that if I don't understand.
What's to understand? I'm a freak.
You're not a freak.
You saw it!
I swear,
I won't tell anyone.
I can't trust you.
So you're just going to wait till someone else sees bones going out of your bar? Someone who won't understand like I will?
There's no making sense of this.
Stop! Stop! Try me! Try.
A few weeks ago it started.
What did?
Like extra bones growing out of my arms.
How often?
When I was scared, when I was stressed.
Did it hurt?
Like fire tearing through my skin. I had to snap them off. And the skin patched up fast, like you saw with my hand.
Yes. You've never had anything like this happen before.
Well, has anyone?
And any ideas what started it?
Everyone was talking about Jupiter and Saturn coming together. Like some kind of event that doesn't happen but every 800 years. And I looked up at the stars and sort of scared me, thinking about the planets lining up like that, and then I can't explain it, and then the bones tore through my arm. I was lucky I was alone, but also unlucky.
And you couldn't call a doctor?
They would have put me in a lab and poked me for the rest of my life, maybe told me it was happening because of something terrifying, something I'd be better off not knowing.
But it only happened when you were scared. So as long as things stayed calm, you'd be fine?
See, that's the thing. Just thinking about it scared me. Remembering it scared me. I was in a loop. I'd get scared, and then it would happen, and then that would scare me even more.
It's a nightmare.
I was lucky I work in a bar. It's a dark place where I can head into the back if I need to. But then, then one day, the boss was in the back, and I could feel it happening, and I couldn't hide, and I grabbed the bar, and I tried to bluff my way through the pain, but then I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Somehow sent the bones into what you were holding.
Yes. Yes, they were poking out of the bar, and luckily it was at the far end. Nobody could see them, but that gave me hope. I didn't have to feel them tearing through my skin. I could send the bones away into the bar, a wall, a sink even, bones growing out of porcelain.
But then one day you went to the arch.
Yeah. I was trying to stay calm, right? To keep it inside. And I thought, when I was a kid, I used to love to take the tram up to the top of the arch. It's the safest place in the city. Did you know when they were building the arch, the insurance company figured out that a dozen people would die? But nobody ever did. The only death ever at the arch was some jackass doing a stunt.
So you took the tram up to the top of the arch?
Yeah. Yeah. And then it jammed. For a minute, and they fixed it, but it freaked me out, and I held on tight. And the next thing I knew, I could feel my bones growing out of the arch, and I got down on the ground, and I ran. And I drank. And now you're gonna put me away because that's the most insane story that anybody's ever told.
Well, man, look at me. I've heard worse.
Yeah, sure you have.
I've had sentient mold start up a conversation with me. I've stopped a girl from vibrating to death. There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy.
Whatever.
You're scared now. You're scared right now. And you're not growing bones.
I'm holding on to the bridge. Yeah, look over the railing next to us.
It's ribs. Ribs!
sticking out.
See? Oh, goddamn sick of this. Wellman, who the hell are you?
This is Agent Caliban.
This is who? Like Agent Stoker?
Exactly. Is he there?
I'm putting you on speaker. It's a friend of yours.
A friend?
It's me.
Agent Caliban?
A version of Agent Caliban. I programmed an AI with memories of our cases. It took a while for the system to activate. Not all my memories may be present, but I want to help. I am Agent Caliban.
It's not possible.
So you two are ganging up on me?
No. No, Wellman. No. How did you find me?
I scanned for the alias you used at the airport. I commandeered closed-circuit cameras to track you.
What? We're on camera?
The system on the bridge is too old for me to use. I wanted to call you directly, but I've been unable to access your phone, so I kept trying Mr. Wellman's phone.
How many of you agents are there?
Is it really you, Agent Caliban?
I realize it may be difficult to accept, but you can trust
me. I can't trust either one of you.
This is a difficult moment, but
you said I could trust you. You swore that you wouldn't tell anyone, and then you had someone listening to me the whole time.
No, that's not it.
Stop lying!
No! 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 Wellman!
Agent Stoker! Are you there? I heard someone fall. Mr. Wellman! Did one of you fall into the river? I can't see anything from here. Are you all right? Agent Stoker? Agent Stoker!
Agent Stoker, Episode 8, Bone. Starring Chris Connor as Agent Stoker, Otto Asando as Engage, Amy Hill as Agent Caliban, Dina Shihabi as Layla Zomorodi, Cliff Chamberlain as The Guard, Hugo Armstrong as Wellman, Emily Deschanel as the voice of the Night Brigade. Directed by M.J. Bassett. Written by Brian Nelson. Music composed by Christy Carew. Additional music by the Parson Redheads. Sound designer and co-producer Patrick Hogan. Producer Dana Brower. Executive producers Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. A production of Night Brigade, LLC. Agent Stoker will return in Episode 9, Grace.
We are living in a new age, living in a new age, kicking up the dust. We are living in a new age, living in a new age, kicking up the dust.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.